US President Barack Obama has strongly condemned the violence in Egypt and cancelled joint military exercises scheduled for next month. The official death toll from the crackdown has now risen to more than 600. In the latest violence, hundreds of supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood set fire to a government building near Cairo. Tony Abbott will announce tough new measures against asylum seekers today. Under the coalition's plan, around 30,000 asylum seekers who are yet to be processed will be denied permanent residency in Australia. They'll also be stripped of their right to appeal to the courts. And Kevin Rudd will be campaigning in Perth today. The Prime Minister will announce an initiative to boost oil and gas production. But in a blow to his re-election chances, a new poll shows Labor is set to lose two key marginal seats in New South Wales. A powerful bomb has exploded in a densely populated area of Beirut. At least 14 people have died and around 200 have been wounded. The area is known as a Hezbollah stronghold, and the attack is thought to be in retaliation for its support of the Syrian regime. And author Michelle de Kretser has taken out the country's richest book prize. Her novel, Questions of Travel, has won the Prime Minister's Literary Award for Fiction. Earlier in the year, the book took out the Miles Franklin Award.